Charlie, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels sweep. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down, sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down, sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
All right, this is Fuzz FM. That was Johnny Cash with God's Gonna Cut You Down. Hey, my guest tonight is Brandy Rowe.
Hello.
How's it going?
Very well.
Fancy seeing you here.
I know.
In Los Angeles.
Indeed. Yeah.
Hey, thanks for coming on, man.
No worries, man. It's a pleasure. We go back a while, don't we?
We do. I was thinking the other day, I was trying to explain who you were to my missus, and I was like, well, I've known him since he was like 14 or 15,
yeah,
skating
right.
Side Effects of Urethane.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. The first place I met you was, I think it was Whitechapel Gallery.
Oh, okay.
And then it had a park inside, do you remember? It was like white transitioned kind of, it wasn't a park, it was like an art piece, it was skateable.
Yeah, it was called the Side Effects of Urethane.
Oh, that's the one that
you
just said.
Yeah, it wasn't in Whitechapel Gallery,
it was
in this other, but I remember you skating there, and being like, oh, who's that kid?
Yeah, like, funny, right?
Yeah, it's funny, that was a long time ago.
I know, it was like 15 years, I guess.
Something
that was
like
15.
That, yeah, it was definitely a while ago. Funny, 2003 or something?
That's right, yeah. And it was Daniel Cates.
Yeah,
that's like a first shout out, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. I think that's the first shout out he's had on this show. And you're from Harlow.
I am indeed. I'm from Essex, which has got a good skateboard scene as well.
Yeah. Horsey's from there.
Thriving skate. He's from the outside, but near enough.
Yeah.
He's from that scene.
For sure.
Yeah, it's always had a great scene for skateboarding and for music. I'm quite lucky to be from there, really.
So you grew up in skateboarding, right?
I did.
And like, you know, you always skated and you're like...
And music too.
And music,
for me,
of course,
they both coincided. They were both an outlet that kept me out of trouble.
Yeah.
You know, and yet again, I'm very grateful to have both of them in
my
life. Yeah,
absolutely.
You know? So yeah, and then I moved to the city when I was about 16.
Yep, London.
15, yeah, to London. And then, yeah, since then it's kind of been touch and go on the road, you know, freight trains here and there.
Yeah.
Now I'm here.
Mexican wrestling school.
Yeah, exactly, all of that.
Lots of, you've got a, how old are you again?
27.
27, yeah. And I think you could write a couple of books.
I could, yeah, it's funny that I'm writing one.
Oh, there you go.
It's called Love, Life and the Aftermath.
Brilliant.
Yeah, and it's in process. I've started writing it, but I've also got another book called It's a Crazy World that is being published when I get back.
Amazing.
Yeah, and it's just a lyric book and a collaboration of kind of poems and stories that I've kind of had up until now, and pictures and stuff like that.
Amazing, know? Man. Yeah. That sounds good. You're pretty prolific.
I am. They keep the demons away.
Yeah. I hear you on that. Yeah.
So it's all good.
Sick. So what brings you to America?
Well, I'm on tour from east to the west. A tour called the Consolidated Tour. And I've just done a week in New York, which is really great. And my first time in LA is now.
Oh, yeah. Sick.
And I played last night at Molly Malone's, which was great. Yeah, I played with a guy called Terry Reed. That sound familiar?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, everyone says that. It's familiar. Yeah. But, you know, he's an amazing songwriter. He's done a lot in the music scene. He was supposed to sing for Led Zeppelin and Deep Purple.
Yeah.
But he kind of just stayed on the sidelines of everything.
Right,
you know,
he
did his own thing. And, yeah, he's carried on. And he's just, you know, he's kind of a... I wouldn't say infamous, but he's kind of one of them people, you know, that should have a lot more credit. And then there's people like Jack White that are covering his songs and stuff. So he's kind of really, he's on the kind of, you know, he's on the sidelines, yeah, of rock and roll. But he was great, man. He was really good. Really good. So, and then I play on Friday at...
Howard and Stone.
No, that's Sunday.
Oh.
Yeah, Friday is in Long Beach.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And the place is called The Black... Oh God, hold on. He's in Long Beach.
Definitely in Long Beach.
Come on, buy me some time.
All right, I'm trying. Yeah, but well, buy yourself some time. How did the show last night go?
The show last night was amazing. Yeah, it was really well attended. I met some really great people. Yeah, it was just good because I've had a lot of people that I've known over the internet, you know, because obviously I'm from England.
Yeah.
That have been kind of... I had a guy, right? Bless him, man. He's a guy called Mika. He got a bus for 10 hours just to come and see me play.
Wow.
And as soon as I finished playing, he got back on the bus and went home. And yeah, he's fucking incredible, man. He's got a tattoo of one of my bands on his arm and stuff.
Which band?
You know, the Gaggers, which is a punk
band. Yeah, I've got some of that stuff on here.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was really good. And Slim Jim, Phantom from the Stray Cats, he come out to see me play. He come and saw me play and left after I played. Yeah, he just come out to see me. So it was great. A lot of people, you know.
Yeah.
It really touches my heart that people are making an effort.
Yeah,
but
that's
then again,
amazing,
I make
man.
A lot of effort to kind of, I'm here, you know. So I'm really happy that.
So what was that? I saw you play, what did I see you? At the Garage?
That's right.
And
first time I ever played the Garage.
What? Yeah. Which band was that?
That was the Seminoles, which
the
was
Seminoles.
My first ever group.
Yeah.
It was kind of a heavier kind of punk outfit.
Yeah.
We were very heavily influenced by the LA scene, actually.
Right.
By, you know, like the Orange County scene and stuff, and TSOL and Adolescence, and that's the Orange County scene.
Yeah.
And and Suburbia, we used to watch that a lot, you know. So that's the kind of vibe that it was, that kind of punk.
I got you.
So we played...
You were like 16 when you were in that band?
I was younger, 12.
What?
Yeah, 12 was the first gig I played when I was 12, and we supported Dwayne Peters and the US Bombs around that sort of time. And then, you know, we carried on playing, but we were kind of angry kids, and we used to get into a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
You know, it just kind of went with the territory, you know. We weren't trying to hurt no one, but... We got banned from a lot of places. Just, you know. But that band, I hold it very dear to my heart as well.
Yeah.
Because without that, you know, I wouldn't be doing this, you know. I think musically, things, they always change, don't they?
Yeah. Hey, how about we play one of your songs?
Let's do it. Do you want to hit one of ones I've selected, or?
However you want to do
it.
Should
we
play?
So this is a blues song by Sonny Terry and Brownie McKee, and it's That's How I Feel.
Just like an engine, ain't got no driving reason. Oh Lord, I say, ain't got no driving reason. If you don't believe I'm sinking, look what a hole I'm in. Oh Lord, I say, look what a hole I'm in. If you don't believe I love you, look what a fool I've been. Oh Lord, God knows what a fool I've been. That's the way I feel, and I can't help but feel that way. Oh Lord, God knows I can't help but feel that way. Well, it's your time now, darling. It'll be my time some sweet day. Oh Lord, God knows it'll be my time someday. Play it for me. God knows they sure don't know my mind. Well, when you see me laughing just to keep from crying. Oh yes, well I'm laughing to keep from crying. Some people, they don't know, 'cause see a smile on my face. Oh Lord, they see a smile on my face. Well, it's your time now, but it's gonna be mine someday. Oh yes, well it's gonna be mine someday.
All right. So, Brandy, why'd you choose that one?
It's just a blues song that I discovered recently.
It's good,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and I'm really into the blues. It's what I listen to.
Yeah.
Mainly a lot of Delta stuff. You know, I feel a lot of the oppression, you know, and putting it through a creative outlet. So that's why, yeah.
Yeah.
Know, like a lot of people do, but yeah, that's why I chose that one. There you go.
It's great, man. It's really good. So, yeah, it's funny because when we were talking about, I had no idea what you were going to play, what you wanted to play on the show, like when we were talking, because, you know, you're a punk rock kid, so am I. Like, we grew up listening to punk rock. And then, you know, you mentioned like Howlin' Wolf and Tom Waits, both very, very dear to my heart, and I'm a huge fan of both of them.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think, I'm excited, and I know it's going to be a good show.
It is indeed, yeah.
Yes. And you brought your single,
which
I'm really, really hyped on. I just saw the video for that, and it's amazing.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I worked hard on that video. I want to do a shout out to Brendan Cleaves, who's the director of that video.
Right.
He's an amazing director and an amazing artist as well.
Cool.
So he made all that happen. Yeah,
it looks great. Yeah. Like, visually, it's good.
It took it out of me. It really did it in a good way.
Yeah.
You know, like there was a scene, because it was all done in no budget, it was fun. It was like in January, it was really cold as well. There was one point in the video where I was up like 10 feet high on all these crates, because we had to do a shot where we were falling, I was falling backwards. So I was doing like it was, I did it like 50 times, and it was like 10 foot. I had whiplash by the end of it and stuff, but it was all worth it, you know. It was fun. It was really fun. Yeah. So, yeah, that's that shout out to Brendan. Thank you very much if you're listening out there. What's the time in London now?
5 in the morning.
Oh, wow. So there are some early risers.
Dibble said he was going to try to listen.
That, right? Yeah, you know.
Oh, Dan Deer.
Yeah, Dan Deer, if you're out there, we're thinking about
it. But this show logs, and then you can listen to it in a few days once it goes on the archive.
Okay, great. So
you know, it'll be on the internet forever, right, essentially, if someone knows where to look for it.
The virtual age, man.
Yeah, but I'll send it to you. I'll send you the link. And
great,
we'll
thank
that.
You very much.
Should we play your single?
Yeah, let's do it. I mean, it's a double A side.
Yep.
Crazy World. Decline of a Better Man. Take
I love
your pick.
Decline of a Better Man.
There we go.
I'd like to hear that again. So let's make it happen. This is Brandy Rose single, Decline of a Better Man. Great. That was Decline of a Better Man, right?
It was indeed. Thank you very much. And I will say one thing. I'm playing the Black Light this Friday in Long Beach.
Black Light.
Yeah.
Something, right?
Yeah, the Black Light. We got that bit
District.
Right. There you go. Yeah, that's
Black Light District. Yes.
We
cool.
are indeed.
Go and see Brandy. He's in Long Beach. It's going to be great. He's going to play some good shows. He's playing Harvard and Star.
And I like meeting new people as well, you know. So
yeah.
come out.
Go
have
say
a chat
hi to Brandy. He's awesome. I've known him for years. He's a good kid. Thanks for the single. I'm really hyped. We'll play the other song in a bit, right, and then cool. We're going to try and get a live thing going with
we
you.
We are indeed. Like, I'll play a couple of songs.
So much good stuff going on. I'm really psyched you're here, man.
Likewise.
We've only ever had one band play live before.
I've
had a bunch of people in, yeah. And only one band like did
but
a live
no
show.
No solo performer.
No solo.
So I'm popping the cherry.
Yes.
All right. Well, I feel honoured.
I know. I'm really stoked, man. So, what do I want to ask you? I don't know.
There's a lot to talk about.
There is
a lot to talk about. Yeah. So when I go home, I will be playing with Adam Ant.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's on the 20th of November.
Yep.
And it's at a place in Islington.
Yeah.
There was a shift around. I'm not allowed to speak too much about it, so I won't. But just keep an eye on tickets.
Yep.
From Adam Ant, and he's going to announce it himself. And then I'm allowed to announce it afterwards.
Amazing.
Yeah. So but that's on the 20th of November. Yeah. So.
I've used two Adam Ant songs in videos before.
Oh, have you? Wow.
Yeah.
What did you use?
I used Stand and Deliver.
Well, yeah.
And Prince Charming.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, for Live from Antarctica and Magic Sticky Hand.
Wow.
Yeah. We could have done that as a contest right then.
What do you mean?
We could have said, name the videos they were in, parts, and we'll send you something, but...
Yeah.
I'm terrible. Like, somebody won a poster, a few weeks ago, that me and BB did the artwork for,
okay. And
I still haven't sent it. I'm, terrible at going to the post office.
Yeah, it's hard, though.
Like.
I do it a lot. I've been sending out records and records and records every day.
Yeah.
Because people have just bought my singles, you know,
yeah.
like 500 of them. I'm over the moon, but it is hard to keep on top of it. You know what I mean? It's all with good intentions.
Absolutely.
The road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Is that a song you're going to do?
Well, yeah, maybe it will be now.
Yeah.
I'll give you half the money.
Oh, man. So, right, I didn't really talk about this a lot. I kept it sort of on the DL, but you know the Nick Cave thing?
Yeah.
And we went to the gun club?
Yeah.
And it was funny. We went out for...
Have you talked about that before?
No,
on the show.
I haven't talked about it.
Tell about the gun club.
We hung out a little bit, me and Nick, and my beautiful wife Jennifer and my stepdaughter Harlow, and I was like, Nick, let's go to this sausage place called Wurstkooch. We went to the barracks, and then we went to because his kids skate, and we were all hanging out. I was like, are you hungry? Do you want to go and get hot dogs? Because I know this place that does rattlesnake hot dogs.
Wow.
And he was like, wow, that sounds amazing. I was like, they've got all sorts. They've got vegan ones and vegetarian and all these different hot dogs, but they have a rattlesnake, rabbit and jalapeno one.
Wow.
And I was messing around with him. I was like, yeah, the rabbit eats the jalapeno and then the rattlesnake eats the rabbit and then they make a sausage out of that.
He just said to me,
yeah, that sounds like one of my songs.
Yeah, really?
Yeah,
well, there you go.
I was laughing so
hard. It does, actually.
It does, doesn't it?
Oh, man, that's amazing. Have you spoke about the gun club as well?
No, we didn't really talk about that. Because, the thing is, it's there's a lot of people who are, anti-guns for whatever reason.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, they're bad, And I'm just like... And I didn't put
Depends
it up on any social
in,
media.
Of course.
Each to their own. But I love it. It's like going bowling.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
What I mean?
Yeah,
it's
no,
like
trying it is, yeah.
Trying to get the target and trying,
It's in a controlled environment.
Yeah.
That's where we're going later.
Yep, that's where we're going after the show.
Foz is taking me to the gun club, which is quite funny because about 3 years ago, we were skating in South Bank. I hear good news about South Bank, right?
Yeah, great news about South Bank we heard this week.
And we were skating and Foz was telling me about gun club and I kind of didn't really... couldn't see myself in LA in the gun club. And here we are.
Here we are.
It's a crazy world, ladies and gentlemen.
Uh-huh.
Hold on to your dreams and push it.
Yeah.
Because you'll get them eventually. Not that that was my... It was a dream, to be here. But I think it's kind of ideal now to play the next single.
Okay.
It's called...
Crazy World. Yeah, I'm super nice.
All right.
Gabby just told me how to, cue everything up, and I... immediately forgot everything she told me, so not that one, but we got a new system over here, so don't be surprised if I set everything on fire.
Blame it on the tools.
Yep. That's right. I'm trying to turn the turntables on, but let's just play it and see what happens. None of these lights are working.
touch the ground, I get turned upside down. The hands of time are clenching out to the gates of steel, only to reveal ideological devastation, captivating the whole damn nation. The crystal bombs they fill with blood, the righteous words are misunderstood. It's a crazy world. It's a crazy the ground, I get turned upside down. She told me we were that eternal flame, resilient to the hostile rain. A lie's a lie, but I told the truth. Love sick acknowledgement is the proof. The crystal balls shattered like faith, that were the very foundations to solidify our fate. It's a crazy world. It's a crazy world. It's a crazy world. It's a crazy world.
So that was great.
Thank you very much.
Good stuff, man.
Crazy world.
Yeah, it's a true story.
It is indeed. Yeah. So that was my old single. Oh, it's 2 months old. In the modern day, that's old.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
It's done.
I nearly dropped your limited edition single.
Which brings me to the next bit to say, it is on vinyl, you know, and we're keeping it real.
Yep.
That is... Foz is actually holding one of the last copies that I've got.
Yep.
Sold out 500 of the first edition. I will be releasing a brand new single called Consolidated, which the music video will be shot this Saturday in Joshua Tree.
Sick.
It's going to be one to remember.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been to Joshua Tree, right?
Yeah, I went 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, you did 2 weeks
ago? Yeah, me and the missus love it out there. We got married out there, and then, we go out, like, sort of a few times a year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, man.
The park's rad. We went through Joshua Tree Park recently, right. And it's like there's a thing called Skull Rock or something.
Yeah, I was about to say.
It looks like a skull. It's like so cool. And me and Harlow just like ran up all the rocks and were like jumping off everything.
Yeah,
it was like so much fun.
Did you see a lot of gnarly stuff out there? As in wildlife?
No, not really.
Because being from England, you know, like
I saw more wildlife in my backyard last week.
Oh, did you?
I saw a raccoon and a possum.
Oh wow!
And I see squirrels every day, and I see like blue jays.
Oh wow! Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a trip, like seeing like raccoons.
Yeah, I bet, man. I'm yet to see one of those here, anyway.
They're cute. They're like it's like seeing a fox back home.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I did a 6 mile walk 2 days ago in LA. Yeah, I walked home from Melrose up to Laurel Canyon.
Right.
Yeah, that was a really nice walk. LA's like a toy town, right?
Yeah.
That's how I feel about it.
Yeah.
It's like a rock and roll toy town. It doesn't feel real. I thought I would get that with New York.
Yeah.
But New York, you know, it's very European.
Right.
To the sense it kind of is like a big city like London, but
yeah.
LA is very different.
Yeah.
I can see why people kind of stay here.
I love it. I really do.
Me too.
Great. Should we play that Tom Waits song?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
It is what we're playing.
And then we'll set you up to play a song.
Yeah.
I love Tom Waits.
Yeah.
Let me figure this out.
And this one's called I Had a Girl, is that right?
Had Me a Girl.
Had Me a Girl, indeed.
I'm from probably going to mess this up right now.
Let's have a look.
I'm not used to playing these little guys.
No, you got it.
Okay. Okay, should we reset that?
Yeah, go on.
Here we go.
Doctor says I'll be alright, but I'm feeling blue. And my doctor says I'll be alright. Doctor says I'll be alright.
I'm resetting that one because it's such a good jam. Sorry.
I knew she could not stay. Had me a girl in San Diego. One day she just had to go. And then I had me a girl in Tallahassee. Boy, what a foxy lassie. And my doctor says I'll be alright, but I'm feeling blue. Oh, she sure was kippy. Had me a girl from England. She done split for the mainland. And then I had me a girl from New York. She up and pulled my cork. And my doctor says I'll be alright, but I'm feeling blue. Says I'll be alright. Well, the doctor says I'll be alright, but I'm feeling blue. And the doctor says I'll be alright. Doctor says I'll be alright. Now the doctor says I'll be alright, but I'm feeling blue. Then I had me a girl from North Dakota. She was just filling her quota. Then I had me a girl from Chula Vista. I was in love with a sister. And then I had me a girl from And doctor says I'll be alright, but I'm feeling blue. And my doctor says I'll be alright. Doctor says I'll be alright. Doctor says I'll be alright, but I'm feeling blue. And my doctor says I'll be alright. Doctor says I'll be alright. Well, my doctor said I'll be alright, but I'm feeling blue. Then I had me a girl from France. Just wanted to get in her pants. Then I had me a girl from Toledo. Boy, she sure was neato. Then I had me a girl from North Carolina. She's still on my mind. And my doctor says I'll be alright, but I'm feeling blue. Says I'll be alright, and I'm feeling blue. And my doctor says I'll be alright. The doctor says I'll be alright. Well, the doctor says I'll be alright, but I'm feeling blue.
That's it. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Mr. Tom Waits. Personal friend of mine. Not really, I wish he was. I'm such a fan, man. I'm such a fan, I really am. I saw him in London in 2004.
Did you?
I saw him in Edinburgh in 2008.
Oh, wow.
And then I saw him last year in San Francisco.
Oh, wow.
Me and my girl drove up to San Francisco.
I wonder where he lives now.
Oh, I think
he's in. Do you reckon he's in LA as well?
No, he's in Northern California.
Oh, wow.
And a friend of mine, a photographer, got invited to his house.
Okay.
Because his kids skate. Like, his kid's called
like
Casey.
Nick Cave's kids as well, they all skate.
Yeah, they all skate.
Great,
skateboarding's
man.
Great, man. And
telling me.
And my friend got invited to his house, and he was like, yeah, if you want to, like, come over to Tom Waits' house. And he's like, I can't. I've already said I'm going to go out to some other place. Tom Waits was home. They were skating the mini ramp, and then he lit up the barbecue and started like making everybody hot dogs and talking about the war.
Oh, wow.
And my friend, they were like, you're an idiot. You should have cancelled whatever you had going on and come out. And
yeah.
He was kicking himself.
Yeah, I bet, man.
Yeah, so huge fan. So you're going to play some songs for us. I'm super, super stoked about this.
I'll play a song. This one.
Thanks, man.
This one's called Hold No Shame, and it's the title track of my next album.
I lost my mind in old Piccadilly. I found it in Union Square. I lost my heart in Chicago alongside my despair. I've been far and wide in every distant town, but I ain't found what I'm looking for yet. The desolation, raw isolation bound. There's very little that I regret. Take me home. Overpaid my dues, there's debt to my name. Take me home. You was the master and I was the slave. Take me home. The price of my head, I hold no shame. There will never be a second time around. I had to stone on my sleeve and I'm glory bound. My mind in old Piccadilly, but I found it in Union Square. I left my heart in Chicago alongside my despair. I've been far and wide in every distant town, but I ain't found what I'm looking for yet. Desolation, raw isolation bound. There's very little that I regret. Take me home. Overpaid my dues, there's debt to my name. Take me home. You was the master and I was the slave. Price of my head, I hold no shame. There will never be a second time around. I had to stone on my sleeve and I'm glory bound. To drive me to abolish my fears, revealing my wicked ways. I said, Mama, I'm ready. I said, Mama, I'm ready. I said, Mama, I'm ready. Oh. 'Cause I'm coming home.
Yeah.
All right.
So sick.
Thank you very much.
Man, I think the dollar boy's even like that.
Yeah, thank you very much.
So good, man.
I feel a lot better now.
Yeah,
I did, man. That's why I do it.
Well, that was a really good one, man.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
so that's going to be the title track of my next album.
Yep.
When I get home, I'm going to be finishing that, and you'll be able to purchase that on all websites and stuff, hopefully on vinyl as well.
Yeah,
yeah. I've got a few shout-outs I want to do. Just a couple of people that have been hooking me up recently. Really great people that I'm getting involved with, and I'm privileged to be working with them. A company called A Dandy and a Spic, which is a clothing company. They specialise in a lot of 60s clothing and stuff like that, you know. Also SWS Jewelry, Fox's Cosmetics, and Vexton Shoes in Japan.
Wow.
The shoe company there, great.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, yeah, that's the shout outs over. I just got, you know.
Spread the love,
spread,
I get it.
Spread the love, you know, yeah. Good, yeah. Good people.
Great, man, that's so good.
All right.
So yeah, if you like what you heard, well, I did, you should go check Brandy out. He's playing at the Black Light District.
Yeah, in Long Beach.
In Long Beach.
Yeah, that's right.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah, and on Sunday, I will be playing at
Harvard and Stone.
Yep. Where is Harvard and Stone?
I think it's sort of... No, it's like East Hollywood.
Okay.
So it's like on the cusp of Silver Lake. Yeah, so wow. You could be forgiven for.
And I also got home on Tuesday.
Yep.
I'm very busy with interviews and stuff like that.
Yep.
But if anyone is listening and they want to get a piece of me while I'm out here, get in touch, brandyroad.com.
Yep.
You know, New Year's Eve, I'll be playing The Beast of Bourbon in New York City.
Great.
Yeah, that's going to be a great one.
Yes.
And then I'll be back. Yeah.
You'll be back
in January with a vengeance.
I know. You come on the show again.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm sure you'll have had 50 adventures and have written a couple of books between now and then.
We can
wrap out about that.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yes,
I appreciate it. Are we out of time?
We've got another 10 minutes.
All right, great.
Yeah, like, don't even worry about it. Yeah, and then we're going to go to the gun club.
We are indeed.
We are.
And we're going to get vegan hot dogs.
Yeah, we could go and get hot dogs.
Yeah, let's do it, man.
For sure. Do you want to play another song?
Yeah, we could just have a look.
That was so good, man. That live jam.
Thanks,
I was really, really, really psyched on that.
I had loads of fun.
Tell me the name of the song again.
Hold No Shame.
Yeah, it was a really great one.
I wrote that one in New York, actually.
Yeah?
Last year, yeah. I wrote that when I was in New York last year, and it kind of got a bit debaucherous and I got into a bit of trouble and stuff. And since then, I've been sober for a year.
Yep.
Now. Yeah. So I
that's
that
great,
man. Kind of celebration to that. It's about having an excuse for being a complete bastard. And that's called Hold No Shame. You know?
It's a really good one. We were just chatting. Like, I mean, since I picked you up, we've... Mm. Like the moment you got in the car, it could have been a radio show.
Yeah,
like,
that's true, right?
Right,
yeah,
there.
We covered loads.
We've covered so much stuff, right? Just catching up.
Yeah, it's very true, man.
And but the thing was that you said that really sort of spoke to me was that you quit smoking,
that's
and
right.
that was a political thing.
Yeah, that's
because
right.
Because you don't really believe that, and this is something that I've sort of realized sort of afterwards. Like, I had my own reasons, whatever, for not smoking or whatever.
Yeah.
But then I thought about it politically and how it's like, shit, I've never given a single penny to tobacco industry.
That's great. Good for you, man.
Ever in my life. Like, they have no relevance to my life, and I've never contributed to, like, their pain and suffering that they've caused, like, millions and millions of people.
Well, that's good, man.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I haven't. You know, I can't say that. I mean, I have. I was a kind of smoker. I've got a pack of smokes tattooed on my arm. And I was like, you know, I'm never giving up smoking. I've got to be the kind of guy that, like, I have to die with a cigarette in my mouth. And, you know, I was so brainwashed by what they had to, like... to offer.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy, man. It's weird. And when you don't smoke, you kind of see that.
Yeah.
And I had buddies of mine always used to say, like, it's disgusting and you're fucking mad. And I didn't really get it. But now I do, you know. But anyone can do what the fuck they want. I'm not preaching. But for me, I think people are crazy.
Yeah.
Like, just for doing that. And I was one of them, you know. I'm not part of the fucking charade anymore, so.
Yeah.
It's good. I like you.
No, I just thought that was really good. It was really, I got a lot from what you said about that.
Yeah, thanks.
That was really inspiring.
Yeah, well. It's a crazy thing. I mean, at least like marijuana and stuff, it has a creative input, you know, on some people, not
some people. I mean, I've seen it go both ways. I've seen it just completely devastate people's lives,
yeah,
like,
completely.
And just become complete weed heads and unable to do anything. And then I've seen people who are better with it and almost kind of need it.
Mm.
You know,
like,
so
it's coffee or whatever.
Yeah,
you know?
Oh, love coffee. See, yeah. Now that's my drug of choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my jam.
Right, I think we should, what about a little bit of Smokey Robinson?
Yeah, why not?
You know, to ease the night in and the morning in, wherever you are. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. And
We've got a couple of songs.
Yeah, have we? Right.
Yeah, we could maybe squeeze a Howlin' Wolf jam in there.
A bit of gratitude, never hurt no one. There you go.
Is this playing?
Yeah, a bit of Howlin' Wolf would be great, right?
Yeah, I like the wolf, man. All right.
Yeah, I don't know if you got hit play. Or not.
I don't like
it. We're still on, Brandy. Smokey's in the background. That was Smokey Robinson. You really got a hold of me. One more song, Brandy. One more song.
What should we have?
Yeah, let's have a Howlin' Wolf jam.
All right.
What's your Howlin' Wolf go-to?
Let me have a look. Hopefully I've got it on there.
I mean, I love Smokestack and Lightning. I like Wang Dang Doodle. But
just want to say, yeah, just another shout out. If you've just tuned in, I will be playing at the Black Light on Long Beach. Just come on down. I guess we could put some, let's have a look, some gaggers.
That'll be good.
We'll save that for another time.
Save it for the next show when you come back in January.
Come down and see me. I'll be the Black Light and also Harvard and Stone. I like to make new buddies. What about the Red Rooster?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Hey, you know that Tom Waits, well, the Rolling Stones played
then
Tom Waits came on and did it with them.
No way.
Yeah. Tom Waits rolled into the Rolling Stones show like last year and did Little Red Rooster with them.
Wow, well there you go. In homage to all of that.
All of it.
And rock and roll and the blues and fuzz and heroin and all of LA and everything. And anyone that's doing anything creative goes out to you. Good night.
Good ending. All right. I'll see you all next week.
Well, I've got a little Red Rooster.